Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Lamed Gimel, 6 lines on the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and let us begin with the Akdama. On Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, we saw the member of Reish Lakish that if one does shechita on an animal and severs the kana, and prior to severing the veshet, the lung develops a hole, that the behemah would not be a trefa, and one could even eat the behemah. And as the Gemara explained, that since the kana is attached to the lungs and is integral to the operation of the lungs, so it's considered like one ever, now that you cut the trachea, so it's as if the lung was completely removed from the animal and is sitting in a basket, and as the Gemara stated, so the fact that it developed a hole is like married. Similarly, the same svar of Reish Lakish would apply once someone slices the veshet, which is a food pipe or esophagus, which is of course attached to the intestines of the animal as integral to the functioning of the intestines of the animal, so it's as if the bnei ma'ayim of the behemah has been removed from the behemah. And even though we saw in Rashi that la'ilim derech konali shachet chila lefishu samach however, our Gemara will bring a major nafkamina based on this concept that once you cut the veshet of the animal, then it's considered as if all the intestines were removed from the animal, and it's commanded mancha b'dikula damya, and even in a case where you shechted the veshet after the kana. Also, let's keep in mind that we know there's an issa of Evi Menachai, and this issa doesn't only apply to Yisrael, but it even applies to Goyim, as this is one of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach. Therefore, if one removed a piece of an animal prior to the shechita of an animal, and certainly even after one shechs that animal, one would still not be able to eat that basar that was previously removed from the animal, and it would still be considered even menachai. And also we know that b'metzias, even after someone shechs an animal and cuts both of its simanim, that the behemah is mefarcheses, and during that period of time, the animal is still considered alive. However, the Torah is mechadish to us that once we do a proper shechita, then the issa of even menachai no longer applies. However, since the concept of shechita was not given to a goy, so the issa of eva menachai for a goy would only depart from the animal after the actual time of death of an animal, and only once the animal is actually dead. Therefore, potentially during the period of time between shechita and the actual death of an animal, there would be a major nafkamina between Yisrael and a goy, as the issa of eva menachai would no longer apply to Yisrael. However, it would still apply to a goy. However, generally this would not actually be a nafkamina that's negei lemaisa, since after shechita, while behemah is still mefacheses, there is still an issa to eat from this behemah. And as Rashi states, based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Gimel Aleph, minayin she'asa lechem min habehemah koydim shetetzi nafsha tamalim leisaychlu al adam. And although bepashas it would seem that this issa is issa deraisa, however, ayin Rashi on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph from Aleph, where Rashi states vasmachta drabbanon ba'almehi, and this is only an issa drabbanon. And based on this hakdama, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov will teach us that from the din of Reish Lakish, we can now learn, even after Yisrael does a proper shechita on a behemah, he cuts the kana and the veshet, so certainly Yisrael will be able to eat any part of the animal, as once you perform shechita on the animal, then the issa of Eved Menachai does not apply. However, since once he shechted the veshet, it is considered as if the bnei ma'ayim have already been removed from the animal, ne'amunach bedikla, and at that period of time, the issa of Eved Menachai still applies for a goy, as at that point of time, behemah was not yet considered scientifically dead. Therefore, even after the time that the behemah actually dies, so it should still be usur for a goy to eat from the bnei ma'ayim, as the bnei ma'ayim should be considered even menachai. The only way that would ever be mutter for a goy to eat from bnei ma'ayim is only if he would kill the behemah in a manner that would not cut through the veshet. And as the Gemara begins, Amar b'Acha bar Yaakov, Shema mina b'Rav Shimon ben Lakish, mezamnin Yisrael al bnei ma'ayim, ve'im mezamnin Eved Chovel al bnei ma'ayim, that based on this din of Reish Lakish, so the din would be one can invite Yisrael to eat from bnei ma'ayim of a behemah that was shechuta. However, one cannot invite a goy to eat from the intestines of an animal from an animal that was shechuta, as this would be considered even menachai. Based on the pashas of the words of our sugya, it would seem that we're talking about the intestines and not necessarily about the lungs. As we explained that dama, that once you cut the veshet, that's considered as if the bnei ma'ayim and all the intestines are kemunach bedikla. This is exactly how Rabbeinu Gershom explains our Gemara, and as he states, as and he continued that similarly, that once he shechs both simanim and he shechted the kana and the veshet, however, Ayin Rashi, who seems to hold that the din of Reish Lakish only applies b'negei the reya, and only applies that once someone cuts the kana, then it's considered considered that the reyes kemunach bedikla damya, but potentially the same halacha would not apply to the bnei ma'ayim. And when our Gemara mentions bnei ma'ayim, it's referring to the reya, which is part of the bnei ma'ayim. And as Rashi states in Dibur Maskel Shma Mina Imin Zamna Ibn Chovah al bnei ma'ayim, and Zok Rashi Mishum reya, that this is because of the lungs, the havi kimi shaytziu min abehema ba'idu mefacheses ba'idu chovah la b'shchita toli hata achilu didei shal huska shchita atzlai ve'iv menachai neslehen ve'in yoytzlehen midei menachai atchitomus avol yisol yotzel midei menachai adei shchitosa. Ayin the Maram that discusses Rashi further, ayin shom, and keep in mind it's a bit zarech beer as to the lashon of the Gemara that imin zamna ibu chovah al bnei ma'ayim, as is a shayla if the issa of lifnei evil yisita michshol would apply to a guy by the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, where Yisrael does not have an Issa of L'fnei Evil Yisita Michshol B'negei the Yisroom of a Goy, as the Din of L'fnei Evil is based on the concept of Arvis, and the concept of Arvis is not relevant to a Goy, and L'chir HaGemara should have just stated that it's also for a Goy to eat the B'nei Ma'ayim of a behemoth that was Shchuta. The Gemara continues, the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov explains, my taima, and what is the reason, as Yisrael the B'shchita Tali Milsa, that since the Issa of Eved Menachai is totally in the Din of Shchita, and once a behemoth is Nishchita, there is no longer an issa of Eved Menachai, and therefore kimin de'ikah shchita ma'al yisah ishtari lehu. However, if chavim no mechira sagilu v'misa tali milsa hanik Eved Menachai dami. However, since the din of shchita does not apply to a guy, and a behima only becomes mutter to a guy after it's actually dead, and therefore the reya as well as the bnei ma'ayim of a behima that was shchuta should always be considered Eved Menachai and should be also for a guy to eat. And the Gemara continues, Amar Papa havi yisiv nekamed Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. The Rapapa stated that I was sitting in front of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov when he made this statement, and I wanted to ask him that how could it be that there would be something that would be mutter to a Yisrael, and even so, that same item would be also for a guy. However, I changed my mind and I decided not to ask this question, as I said to myself that since he gave a reason as to why there should be a difference between a guy and a Yisrael, therefore, this question would not be a valid question. And as the Rashba explains, and as we learned in the Sugya Mesechtas Sanhedrin on Daphne Nunches, the Gemara then asks, and the Gemara then explained the difference between Yisrael and Akum. And as the Gemara states, the Labane Kibush Nenu, and the Gemara over there asks multiple questions. And this is the reason why Rav Papa decided not to ask this question from Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And as Rashi states, however, our Gemara continues that even though Rav Acha Bar Yaakov made this statement, but Tanya like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that we have a mefurish brisa not like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, as the brisa teaches us how that since in a moment the Gemara will teach us that if someone wants to be healthy, then he should eat a kazayas from an animal that just died. And therefore, the Brisa tells us that if someone wants to eat from a part of the behemoth that was cut off of the behemoth after Shechita, but before the behemoth actually died, then certainly one could cut any piece of meat from the behemoth after Shechita. However, the Brisa teaches us that practically the best way to accomplish this is by being Chaytik Kazayas Basar in Beis HaShechita, by cutting off a Kazayas of Basar by the Beis HaShechita. And as Rashi explains, She'inu Mechusa Hefshet V'yachol Chaytcha Miyad Koy as practically, since there's no skin there, and therefore it doesn't have to be skinned, so it's much easier to take this basar from the animal. And since prior to eating the basar, one is required to remove the dam, so one would wash off the basar very well and make sure to salt the basar. As Rashi explains, that since this animal is in the midst of dying and is still alive, so therefore the dam did not yet spurt out an animal completely, one has to make sure to wash and salt the basar very well. And as the Gemara continues, even though one did a proper shchita, however, as we explain, midrabbanan, there's still going to be an isser to eat from this basar until the animal is completely dead, and therefore one would have to wait until the animal is completely dead, and only then would they be able to eat from this basar. Then the Brisa states, that both Yisrael and a guy would be mutter to eat this basar, even though one remove this basar between the time of the shechita and the actual time of death of the animal is still not considered Eved Menachai, even for the guy. And as Rashi states, behind the loy Reb Acha, and therefore this brisa is clearly not like Reb Acha by Yaakov. And our Gemara continues, Misei Aleil Reb Ida Bar Oven, that this brisa is actually a raya to the din of Reb Ida Bar Oven, as the Amr of Ida Bar Oven, Amr of Yitzhak Bar Hashian, Haraitza Shiavri, and some explain that this is referring to someone that is sick and wants to get better, and others explain that it refers to someone that is healthy, and if someone wants to remain healthy, then Chayta Kizayis Basim and Beishri Tosh Shabahima, Umelcha Yafi Yafa, Medicha Yafi Yafa, Umapim Lach Shatitsi Nafsha, Echel Evi Chavim Vechel Yisrael Mutarim Bayi. This is exactly the same din as we saw in the Brisa, and the Maisa we see that there is no chilah between a Yisrael and a Goy, as Rab Papa wanted to respond to Rab Acha by Yaakov, that Mi Ikamidi Dil Yisrael Shari Lavi Chavim Asar, and Rabbeinu Gershom HaReitzi Shiavri, Kloima Lashim Bari, Da'oichel Mbeis Tvi Chasa, Kaidim Shatitsi Nafsha, Shatayv Lecha Lechol Adam, and this is beneficial to all people, and not only to someone that is sick. However, Ayin Rashi on Daf Kuf Chaf Alpha and Beis, we explain Sheyavri Basa Zeh Tev LeRefuah, that this basa is good for refuah, Ayin Sham. And before we continue, let us see Taisis at the top of the Amid in Diba Maschel Malcha Yafa Yafa Miyudicha Yafa Yafa. We explain the Gemara based on Rashi and Arsuga, as well as Rashi on Daf Kuf Chaf Alpha and Beis, who stated this process must be done Yafa Yafa Yosim Basa Acha Mipnei Shlehispik Damo Lotzeis Uchichaitcha Nivla B'Teicha. And since this behemoth did not have Yitzias Neshama, therefore the blood of this animal was not released as well. And Ayin Taisus, who is bothered, that why didn't our Gemara mention the first washing and the first Hadacha? And Taisus brings a few explanations, and his last explanation is, Inami Mayer Litzli, or we're talking about a case where one will be roasting this animal, even though generally if someone is roasting an animal, there is no requirement to do Malicha as well. However, Shani Hacha, since this piece of meat was cut off of a behemoth prior to dying and right after Shechita, and as Rashi explained the difference on Daf Kuf Chaf Alef from a Beis, and prior to continue with the next Mishnah, let us begin with a short Akdama, B'negei Hilchos Tuma. The next couple of blot will deal with Dinim of Tuma and Taira. Prior to starting Daf Lamed Dalid, we will begin with another Akdama that discusses other items that are relevant to Tuma and Taira that will be relevant to Daf Lamed Dalid. Since we should all be familiar with most of the dinim of Tumah and Taira, so we will just mention them in passing in order to refresh our memories, as we know that there are different levels of Tumah. The highest and most Chomer Dikah Tumah is Navia Vaisa Tumah, generally only applies to a corpse and to a mace. And then if something comes into contact with Navia Vaisa Tumah, or is an actual source of Tumah, and for example, a dead sheretz, or a person that is Tumah based on being a Zavo Zavo, etc., they are considered Ava Tumah. And if something comes into contact with an Ava Tumah, then that item would become a Rishon Tumah, and this would apply to a person, as well as to Kelim, as well as to Eichel Mashka. And we also know that Midoraisa, Adam and Kelim, can never be on a lower level than a Rishon Tumah, and they would not be a Shein Tumah. However, a Rishon Tumah can be Metame Eichel Mashka, and the Eichel Mashka would then be a Shein Tumah. That is the lowest level of Tumah for Chulin. The lowest level for Truma is a Shlishi Tumah, and the lowest level for kachim is a reveal of tumah. And we have a klal that whenever the Gemara uses the term tumah, then it teaches us that that item is tumah and it can be mitame other things. However, if the Gemara uses the term pasul, then it's teaching us that although that item is tumah, however, it cannot transmit tumah any further in its own category. For example, we say that truma is pasul, then it means that this truma must be a shlishi l'tumah, as although the truma is tumah, however, it would not be able to transmit tumah further to truma, make another item into a Revi, although it would be able to transmit Tumah further to Hegdish and make Hegdish into a Revi. And in addition, the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yigurim Beis taught us that Ve'ilu min Alochei She'amru Balias Kanani Ben Chizka Ben Gorein She'olu Levakrei and Nimnu V'rov Be'Shamay Beis Hillel V'yudches Dvarim Gozru Boi Bayoyim. And at the bottom of Daf Yigurim Beis, the Gemara asks Ma'ininu Shmoyna Asadavar, and the Gemara brings down the Mishnah Masechta Zavim. And one of the items that the Rabbanim made Gzira on is that Yedayim are considered Shniyas L'tumah, as long as a person was Mesiach Das from the Yadayim, then even though certainly Midoraisa, there is no such concept of hands becoming Tumah and the rest of the body being Tar. However, the Rabbanim made Gzira that even though a person's body is completely Tar, however, his hands will be considered Shein L'tumah, and L'chura, if he will touch Chulin, then it will be Loy L'mailav Loy Moyrid, as Chulin cannot become a Shlish L'tumah. However, if he will come into contact with the Truma or with Kachim, then the Truma or Kachim will become a Shlishi. And on the bottom of Daf Dalam and Aleph, the Gemara explains that that the reason for the takana by Yedayim is because Yedayim Askani is saying, and keep in mind that really Shlomo HaMelech already made Gzira that Yedayim would make Kachim Tomei. This takana Rabbanon was extending that takana and stated that not only would it be relevant to Kachim, but it would also be relevant to Truma. Ayin Rashi Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yedalim Dalav that explains this takana further. Let us keep in mind that we will see in our Gemara that potentially there is a scenario where Yedayim can even be considered Rishon L'Tuma. Finally, as we have mentioned multiple times, that in order for something to become Tamei, so it has to be Hukshul Kabel Tuma, and this is based on the Pasuk of V'chiyutu Mayim Alzera. In order for food to become Hukshul Kabel Tuma, one of the Zayim Mashkin must have been placed on the food product, or the Bailim were happy and Nichale with this liquid, and therefore if the liquid fell onto these Peres or onto a food product, then it would be Hukshul Kabel Tuma. This is similar to a din of Benegay regular Kalim, that the only way that a Kli is Mekabel Tuma, only if it's a completed Kli, and a food product only becomes completed once one of the Zayim Mashkin is placed onto the Pri, or is placed on the food product. And also keep in mind, although we generally have a Klal, that any of the Zayim Mashkin, which refers to Yad Shach Adam, Yayin Dvash, Shemen Cholov Tal, as well as Dam and Mayim, however, not all Dam would be Mashkin something Lekabel Tuma, and as we will see in our Gemara, and as we will discuss further on Daf Lamed Hey. Finally, the Mishnah Masechtas Parah teaches us midrabbanon when mashka becomes tamei, so it will always be considered rishon l'tuma. And as a general rule, when a gemara mentions the word rishon l'tuma, so it's referring to a rishon l'tuma midraisa. And when the gemara is referring to tuma midrabbanon, the Mishnah and the gemara will refer to this as a tchilu l'tuma and not as rishon l'tuma. And based on this akdama, let us see the Mishnah. As the Mishnah teaches us, hashecha behim chay va'oyv lo yotzim hen dam kshirim and b'necholim b'yadayim suavoy slofish lo yuchshu b'dam. If one shechs a behim chay va'oyv properly, no blood came out of the animal, then the shechita is still kosher. And since the blood or any other liquid did not go onto the basar, so the basar was not yuchshu l'kabel tuma. Therefore, one is able to eat this basar even with the hands that are tamei. And certainly at the beginning of the Gemara, will feel that this refers to someone that did not wash the hands properly. And even though stam yadayim are shnius l'tuma, however, since this meat did not become wet and therefore was not hukshul kabel tuma, so certainly the basar will not become tamei. The Gemara will be medayik that the Mishnah seems to tell us that if the dam would have come out of the behemah and went onto the basar, then the basar would be hukshul kabel tuma, and one would not be able to eat this basar with their hands that are shnius, as the basar would become a shlishi. And the Gemara will be bothered that since our Mishnah is mesechtas chulin, and therefore mistam we're talking about basar of chulin, and we just stated in that Gemara that basar of chulin can only become a shein l'tuma, so even if his hands were a shein l'tuma, why shouldn't he be able to eat the basar using his hands, as his hands are a sheini, and a sheini cannot transmit tuma by chulin, and the basar would not become tamei, as Rashi states with the Gemara Parach afilu hukshu nami ein sheini oisa shlishi b'chulin, and the Gemara will discuss this point in great detail. The Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Omer hukshu b'shchita, and Rav Shimon teaches us that even though dam did not flow out of his behema and did not get this piece of meat wet, and therefore based on the dam it was not hukshul kabel tuma, however the meat would still be hukshul kabel tuma based on the fact that you did a proper shchita. And as we pointed out in that Gemara, that the reason why water or any of the zayim mashkin are generally machshir something kabel tuma is because this is the gemar of the pri, and just like we have a din by a kli cheres, that the only way that will be hukshul kabel tuma is only once you complete the kli. And Rav Shimon teaches us that since once someone does shchita to a behima, it removes the issa of evim nachai, so therefore the shchita is the completion of the behima, as it's now roi l'achila, and therefore based on shchita alone, it would now be hukshul kabel tuma. And ayin and tesis on daf ayin gemara beis in dibur machsel hukshru, where he brings down for the gemara daf lam vavam beis that even according to Rav Shimon, shchita is only machshir the basa midrabanan and not midraisa. The gemara begins, and as we mentioned when we learned the mishnah, the gemara is now medayik time of delay yotzim and dam, as mashma from the mishnah that the only reason why this basa would not become tame is because dam did not exit the behema, and therefore the basa was not hukshul kabel tuma. It's mashma yotzim and dam in nechom yadayim usuavais. However, if dam would have come out of the behema and would have gone onto the basa, therefore the basa would be hukshul kabel tuma. Then one would not be able to eat this basa with yadayim usuavais. And the gemara is bothered. Amai yadayim shnius hein ve'in sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. But why should that be the case? If a person's hands are only tame midrabanan and are only shnius l'tuma, and since our Mishnah is discussing basa of chulin, so we have a cloud that a sheni cannot go create a shlishi by chulin, even if one touches the basa with your dayim dal shtiyos, why would this basa become tamei? The Gemara now continues that certainly we would understand our Mishnah if the Mishnah was discussing basa of kachim, as certainly a sheni lutuma can make kachim into a shlishi, and therefore if the basa already became wet and was hukshal kabal tuma, so if someone eats this basa with yidayim su avais, then the basa would become a shlishi. However, the Gemara now points out that certainly our Mishnah is talking about basa of chulin and not basa of kachim. The Gemara brings four ways that we know that our Mishnah is talking about basa of chulin, and as the Gemara continues, umayde v'chulin eskinan, and how do we know that our Mishnah is specifically talking about basa of chulin? And the Gemara explains, number one, diktani chaya dilu kachim chaya b'kachim mi'ika, that since our Mishnah stated ashecha behem chaya v'oiv, and we know that one cannot bring a chaya as a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it must be that our Mishnah is talking about basa of chulin. And the Gemara continues, v'su, and I'll bring you a second raya that our Mishnah is specifically talking about chulin and not basa of kachim, ibikachim, as if our Mishnah is discussing basa of kachim, ki lo yotzim en dam kshira. How could the Mishnah state that if dam doesn't come out of the animal, then this animal would still be kosher and it would be kosher la'achila, but hu atzmo dam u'tzarech? But certainly we know that the only way that kachim becomes kosher is only after one does the avodas hadam, and as Rashi brings down from the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, that the pasuk first states v'sisach l'secha basa v'adam al mizbech Hashem alkecha v'dam zvechach yishafech al mizbech Hashem alkecha, and only afterwards does the pasuk state v'basa toichel. And if so, how could it be that our Mishnah will state that one could eat this basar, certainly im ein dam ein basar, that if one doesn't do that avodas hadam, then one is not allowed to eat the basar? And the Gemara continues v'su, and I'll bring you a third raya that our Mishnah cannot be speaking about basar of kachim, as ibik kachim ki yotzim en dam mi machshir, that if it's talking about kachim, then even if the dam flowed out of the animal and went onto the basar, the basar would still not be hukshul kabal tuma, as ba'am rabchir ba'ab ba'am rabichron minayin l'dam kachim she'inu machshir she'nem al artish b'chenu kamayim dam she'nishbuch kamayim machshir she'inu nishbuch kamayim inu machshir, that since in Pasha Shmini, when the Torah speaks about pires and oichel that are hukshul kabal tuma, so the pasuk states b'kol oichel asher ochel asher yovel lo mayim yitma, and then a few psukim later the Torah states v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafal m'vlasim lo tamei hulachem, therefore we see that by mayim falling onto an oichel is machshir l'kabal tuma, and the only way that we know that dam is also machshir oichel in order to be m'kabal tuma is based on a pasuk in Pashas Re'eh where we see that the Torah compares dam to mayim, and as the pasuk states rak chazak l'bilti achol adam yadam hu anafesh v'loy seichel anafesh im abasar, and then the pasuk states loy seichlenu ala oritzish b'chenu kamayim, and since the Torah tells us that the blood should be poured onto the ground like water, so therefore we see that dam is considered a liquid just like water and would be machshir something like kabal tuma. However, because this is a makar, so therefore Rabbi Chiyuba Abba taught us in the name of Rabbi Yechron that the only way that dam could be machshir something like kabal tuma is only that type of dam that is nishbach kamayim and it comes out of the animal and it can spill onto the floor. However, since by dam of kachim there's a requirement to do kabbalah and the dam has to go into a kli shareis, so this dam is not nishbach kamayim, and therefore the dam of kachim cannot be machshir something like kabal tuma. And since from our Mishnah we were medayik that if the dam would have fallen onto the basar, it would be hukshul kabal tuma, so it must be we're referring to basar of chulin and not basar of kachim. And finally, the Gemara tells us v'su, and a fourth way that I know that our Mishnah is not speaking about basar of kachim is because ibikachim, if our Mishnah is speaking about basar of kachim, so why did our Mishnah state when dam doesn't come out of behema, the basar was not hukshul kabal tuma? And as the Gemara states, k'lo yotzim hem dam le miskashri, if l'skashri b'chibis hakodesh, the kaimelon chibis hakodesh machshirason, since we learned in Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph that based on the pasuk and Pashas Tzav that states v'abasa, so we learn out l'rabbis etzim l'avayna the afgab d'lav eichlun and chibis hakodesh mashvilu eichla, and therefore it would be makabel tuma. So the same din should apply even by basa that not yet become wet based on chibis hakodesh, so this basa should be hukshul kabel tuma. How could it be that our Mishnah will state that the basa would not become tamei because it was not hukshul kabel tuma? If certainly this basa is hukshul kabel tuma, even if the dam or any other liquid did not fall on this basar, therefore our Mishnah clearly cannot be discussing basar of kachim. And l'maisa the Gemara is back to its original question that since our Mishnah must be speaking about basar chulin, even if the dam fell on the basar and this basar was hukshul kabel tuma, but how would you die in derashniyais be mitami this basar if chulin could only become a sheni and not a shlishi? And the Gemara tries to answer this question as Amar Nachman Amar Bavua hacha b'chulin shelacha mekesav ma'. Maisas Kinon, with Loikra Meir, in a Hanami, our mission is not speaking about Basel Kochim, but our mission is also not speaking about Basel Chulin, and our mission is discussing a case where someone had Pirus of Maisa Sheni outside Yushlaim, and he transferred the Kedusha of the Maisa Sheni onto money, and then he traveled to Yushlaim, and with the Kesef of Maisa Sheni, he bought a Behemo or a Chaya and Oiv, and from the Diak of our Mishnah, we're able to understand that our Mishnah holds that just like there's an Issa of Achila of Maisa Sheni that is Tameh, the Rabbanim will also Misakin, any item that has Kedusha of Maisa Sheni should be treated just like Truma, and since we know that Truma can become a Shlishi, therefore Behemo or Chaya Oiv that was bought with Kesef of Maisa Sheni can become a Shlishi. That's why our Mishnah taught us if no blood came out and the Basel would never became wet, then certainly was not Hoshul Kabal Tuma, and therefore one could either be a Dai Musu Avais. However, if blood came out of this animal and this Basel is now Hoshul Kabal Tuma, then one should not touch his Basel with Yadayim Darashniyais, as ultimately the Basel of Maisa Sheni can become a Shlishi. Rav Nachman explained that even though generally we like a Mishnah to go like Rav Meir, as Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, however, our Mishnah is not following the Sheet of Rav Meir, and it's following the Sheet of the Chachamim that is found in Masechtas Parah, and as the Gemara continues, the Tanan, and we continue on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, that Kol HaToyim Bias Mayim Medivri Sefirim in Tami Yis Hegdish Upeis LaTruma Umutu B'chul Rav Meisah Div Rav Meir V'Cham Oysu Rav Meisah, anything which is only Tami Yid Rabbanon and is only a Sheni L'Tuma based on the Yud Ches Tvarim that the Rabbanon will Goyzer on, and for example, like Yudayim Dashdias L'Tuma, Rabbanon will Goyzer, that one has to do an Atilus Yudayim, there is no requirement to place your hands into a mikvah. Or for example, if a person's entire body becomes Tami Midrabanon and he's a Sheni L'Tuma, then he has to go to the mikvah Midrabanon. We will focus on Tumi Sidayim, and Rav Meir hold that while his hands are Shnius L'Tuma, then if he touches Hegdish, so the Hegdish will become a Shlishi and it will be able to be Matami another item, and that item will become a Revi. And if he touches Truma, so the Truma will become a Shlishi L'Tuma and it would be Asa to eat that Truma. However, Rav Meir refers to this as being Paisel's at Truma, as that piece of Truma that is now a Shlishi L'Tuma will not be able to transmit Tuma to another piece of Truma and make it into a Revi, although it would still be able to transmit Tuma to a piece of Kachim, as Kachim could become a Revi. However, Rav Meir clearly states that even if you're dying with Shashin L'Tuma comes into contact either with Chulin or even with an item that has Kedusha of Maisa Sheni, that those items will not become Tamei, as both Chulin and Maisa Sheni can only become a Shein L'Tuma, cannot become a Shlish L'Tuma, and therefore, if you're of Nachman, our Mishnah cannot be going like the Shita of Rav Meir. However, the Havmin of the Gemara is that the Mishnah Mesechtas Parah teaches us, L'fid HaChamim, although Yudayim that are Sheni cannot be Metamei Chulin, however, the Yudayim would be able to be Metamei any item that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni, as Maisa Sheni has the same dinim as Truma, and therefore it could become a Shlish L'Tuma. Therefore, Rav Nachman explains that our Mishnah could be explained based on the Shita of the Chachamim, as Rashi states, V'chachamim oisim v'maisa, and Alma shani maisim echulin, and our Mishnah could not be explained based on the Shita of Rav Meir. However, the Gemara now continues, Masik v'lo Rav Shimon ba'ashi, the Rav Shimon ba'ashi asks a question on this explanation of Rav Nachman, as b'mai, and how do you know the Chachamim actually hold that we treat maisa sheni just like Truma, and therefore your dayim which are shniyas can't transfer Tuma to maisa sheni, and the maisa sheni can become a shlishi? But Rav Shimon ba'ashi is bothered that if the Chum were really coming to teach us that Maisa Sheni would become Tamei, then the Lashon Chum used would not have been the Chum Oisim Maisa, and it would have stated that it becomes Tamei. Therefore, Rav Shimon ba'ashi is Dilma ad kam lepligi Rabbanon led Rameir el ba'achilas Maisa al benegia de Maisa ba'achilu dechulun lepligi, that potentially the Chum will only be in chelik on Rameir in a case where someone touched Maisa Sheni while you dying with shniyos. Rameir holds that not only does the Maisa Sheni not become Tamei or become a shlishi, even though generally there's an issa for someone that's tamei to eat maisa sheni, but since this person is only tamei midrabanan, therefore he could even eat maisa sheni. And Rabbanan hold that although I agree with Rav Meir that certainly there is no extra mila by maisa sheni over chulin, and therefore if someone touched maisa sheni with yadayim darashniyos, the maisa sheni certainly would not become a shlishi l'tuma. However, since this person is tamei midrabanan, therefore it would be also for him to eat maisa sheni or to eat anything that was bought with kesef maisa sheni. However, certainly the Rabbanan agree with Rav Meir that a person that is tamei midrabanan has no problem with eating chulin and would even have no problem with touching maisa sheni. As even the Chachamim agree that we don't treat maisa sheni like truma, and therefore maisa sheni can only become a sheni since his hands are shnius l'tuma, so they can't transmit tuma to the maisa sheni. Therefore, we can explain that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbanon, and we are speaking about behemos, chayis, and oifos that were purchased with kesef ma'aser sheni, as clearly our Mishnah is not talking about the Issar for someone that is tamei midrabbanon to be able to eat these items, as based on the diuk of our Mishnah is clearly teaching us that if the dam came out of the animal and actually went onto the basar, so the basar is hushal kabal tuma, and if someone would go and touch this basar with yudayim musu avos that are shein l'tuma, that would make this basar into a shlishi, zakrab shimim ba'ashi, that not only is that's not the case according to our mayor, but even the chacham agree that items that were purchased with mois ma'aser sheni would not become a shlishi l'tuma. And as Rav Shimon Ba'ashi continues, our Mishnah is specifically teaching us if the basar would be hushal kabal tuma, then it would be also for someone to touch his basar. The Mishnah is not discussing the issa achila. The raya is minitani necholim b'yadayim musu avayis. As since the Mishnah used the lashon of necholim b'yadayim musu avayis, the Mishnah did not use the lashon of eichlo mishiyadim musu avayis, which would be mashma that since his basar was not hushal kabal tuma, one can even eat this basar with yadayim d'ashniyayis, and we will be able to do medayik that if the basar was hushal kabal tuma, then it would be also to eat this basar with yadayim musu avayis. However, since the Mishnah stated v'necholim b'yadayim musu avayis, which mashma that the Mishnah is teaching us that since blood did not come out of the animal and the basar was not hushal kabal tuma, therefore even if Ruvain, whose hands are shnius l'tuma, now want to pick up this basar and place it into the mouth of his friend Shimon, who is completely tar, then he could do so, as the basar cannot become tamei, and the diyak from our Mishnah would therefore be that if the basar would actually have been hushal kabal tuma, and since Ruvain's hands are shnius l'tuma, he would no longer be able to touch his ma'aser sheni, it would cause the ma'aser sheni to become a shlishi l'tuma, and certainly would now be also to feed this ma'aser sheni even to someone that is tar, as there is an issa to eat ma'aser sheni that is tamei, and certainly this cannot be pshat in our Mishnah, as a Mishnah would not be able to fit in according to Rameya or according to the Chachamim, as both Rameya and the Chachamim agree that ma'aser sheni can never become a shlishi l'tuma. Keep in mind that because of this question of Shimon Ba'ashi, the Gemara will now have to try to find another way to understand our Mishnah and understand why the halacha would be that if the basar would actually be hushal kabal tuma, one would not be able to eat the basar be yadayim musu avos. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us see the top tesis, where Tesis points out that even though when explaining the shita Ramei and Rabbanon, Rav Shimon Ba'ashi used lashon of Dilma, however Tesis explains nirish shekeinu ha'emes, ultimately this is the proper way to understand the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, and Zak Tesis with Braisu Muchachas Kain, as Rabbanon stated, Oysu M'maisa, and it's Mashma Bachila, and Tesis points out that in a similar Gemara, Mesech Tzchagiga, Gemara doesn't use the Lashon V'dilma, and as Tesis states, Uper Koyim M'Koydish, Legoris V'dilma, Vishum Sefer, Ayin Sham, and in the next Tesis, Tesis points out that although Rav Shimon Ba'ashi pointed out that Dilma Ad Kanle Plig Rabbanon Led Rameya El Bachilus M'Maisa, and then he stated, Abinagia de M'Maisa Bachil de Chulun Le Pligi, that certainly this point that Ramei and Chacham both agree, Benegei Achil Dechulin, is not relevant to our sugya, and the only reason why we brought in our sugya is Agav Urche, and as Tesis points out, Lo Yehoi Tzarech Kan L'Achil Dechulin, and La Agav De Nokte B'Mesech Chagiga, Nokte Hocha Ayin Sham. Our Gemara now continues and goes back to its original question, it's Muchach from our Mishnah, that Ha Yotzim En Dam Ein Necholim B'Yadayim Misu Abayis, the Gemara is that since our Mishnah is speaking about Chulin, why would there be an issue for someone whose hands are tamei ashniyais who touches basar if ain sheni ois shlishi bechulin? The Gemara now continues. Elam Rab Papa. However, Rab Papa explains hachar b'yadayim tchilas askinan Rab Shimon Lazihi. And certainly, since our Mishnah is discussing basar chulin, so if someone's hands are shniyais, then certainly there is no problem of them touching this basar, as the basar cannot become a shlishi. However, although we know that based on yudches dvarim, so yadayim ashniyais. However, if you Rab Shimon Lazar, there is a possibility that yadayim could even become tchilais midrabanan and will be considered rishon tum midrabanan, and therefore the diak of our Mishnah is teaching us if basa of chulin was hukshul kabal tuma, then someone whose hands are tum midrabanan and are tchilais l'tuma, they should not touch his basa, as certainly the basa will become a shein l'tuma. And the Gemara continues that where do we find this shita of Rav Shimon Malaza, the tanin as we learned through Baisa, en yadayim tchilais l'chulin, and when dealing with chulin, it's impossible for one's hand to become a rishon l'tuma and even midrabanan. However, the Brisa continues, Rav Shimon Lazar Imam Mishum Rameir, and Rashi doesn't seem to be gurious the words Mishum Rameir, and others are gurious Mishum Rav Shimon Be'echai, that Yadayim Tchilas L'chulim V'shniyos L'chuma. And the Habimin of the Gemara is that Rav Shimon Lazar is teaching us that hands of a person can become a Rishon L'tuma chulin, while they could only become a shein l'tumah b'negei chuma. And immediately the Gemara asks, tchilus chulin in l'tumah loy. How can you say that yadayim could become rishon only for chulin and not for chuma? If certainly chuma should be on a higher madrigan than chulin. And the Gemara explains, tchilus af l'chulin. The Rav Shimon bar Elazar meant to explain that a hands of a person can become a rishon even b'negei chulin. Therefore, if someone's hands that are rishon l'tumah touches either chulin or chuma, so the chulin or chuma would now be a shein l'tumah. However, shnius l'chuma in l'chulin loy, but the concept of shnius l'tumah only applies b'negei chuma and not by chulin, as if someone's hands are shnius, so the only nafkamina would be b'negei chuma, as if he would come into contact with chuma, then the chuma would become a shlishi. But if his hands, which are shein l'tumah, come into contact with chulin, it would certainly would not have any effect on chulin, as chulin can only be a sheni and cannot be a shlishi. And therefore, our Mishnah is specifically going like the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Mishnah is teaching us that if dam would come out of the behemah and would fall onto the basar, this basar of chulin would now be hushal kabel tumah. So this basar should not be handled by someone whose hands are rishon l'tumah. And the Gemara now continues, umiyeku yadayim tchilais. And what is the case that Rav Shimon ben Elazar is discussing with midrabanan? Someone's hands can become rishon l'tumah, as the Gemara refers to it as tchila. And the Gemara tells us in that certainly we do find a case where someone's hands become rishon l'tumah midrabanan as the tnan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Yadayim, that since b'negei nigei batim, the pasuk states v'abala bayis, that if someone comes into the house, then they will be tamei. And we know that according to the Manda Amad, that bia b'miksa shma bia, then if someone places their hands into the house, it's as if they walked into the house. Therefore, their entire body would become tamei. However, as we'll see, this Mishnah certainly holds that bia b'miksa loy shma bia, and if someone only places their hands into the home, then certainly their entire body would not become tamei. However, the Mishnah brings a machlekes in a case where someone's hichlis yadav lebeisa menuga, that if someone only places his hands into a bias that has a nega, then yadav tchilas divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva holds that midrabanan we would consider his hands to be a rishon l'tumah, and the chacham imim yadav shniyais, and the chacham hold that his hands would only be considered shniyais. And as the Gemara explains, the kuli alma bia b'miksas leishma bia, and certainly both Rabbi Akiva and the chacham agree that bia b'miksas leishma bia, therefore certainly the person's entire body is not tamei midraisa. Certainly both Rabbi Akiva and the chacham agree that the only reason why the hands would be tamei is only because of exira of the chachamim. The chacham wanted to make sure that people stay away from the house that has a nega. Therefore, they stated that a person's yadayim would become tamei. And v'hacha b'gzira yadav atu gufa kamiflegi. And the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim is to how far the chacham went when they made this takana and they made exira. As masava yadav kagufa shabin rabbanan, that Rabbi Akiva holds that when the rabbanan made this takana, so they based it on the din d'oraisa. And since if a person walks into a house with a nega, then they become a rishon l'tumah. So therefore, the chacham stated that if you place your hands in a bayis hamenuga, then your hands would also become a rishon l'tumah. However, the chacham hold that rabbanan made a gzira that one's hands become tamei and they become like regular yadayim, which are shniyais, and therefore his hands would also be a shniyais. And l'chir, what is the chiddush of the rabbanan if we already know that all stam yadayim are shniyais? And of course, the point is that even if one would have washed their hands prior to placing their hands into a bayis hamenuga, and once he places his hands into a bayis hamenuga, his hands would already be shniyais, and even if he was not masiach das from his hands, and as Rashi states, for nafkamina, that filu not lonum yadachlisa v'loy nogu b'shun dava havishniyas machmas bia. Therefore, when Rav Papa stated that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rav Shimon Elazar, where a person's hands were tchilais and they touched basa of chulin, and they made the basa of chulin into a sheni, the way that a person's hands became a rishon l'tumah was in a case where he stuck his hands into a bayis hamenuga, and specifically like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara now continues, if in any case we had to bring down the Mishnah Maseches Yadayim and bring down the Shita of Rabbi Akiva to explain the case where someone's hands could become a Yadayim midrabanan, why did Rav Papa state that our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon Elazar? If Rav Papa should have stated that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, as number one, that would have been easier to explain, and it's more of a direct point. This is clearly the case in the Mishnah Maseches Yadayim. And number two, as Rashi points out, Dasim Tahu, that we know that Rabbi Akiva is called Simtar, as Rubid Stame Alibid Rabbi Akiva, as Rav Stame is in Shas, as well as in Medrashim, are going according to Rabbi Akiva, as the Stam Mishnah Rameir, the Stam Safra Rabbi Yehuda, the Kula Alibid Rabbi Akiva, they were all Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. And as we learned from Maseches Sanhedrin, and as Rashi states, the Kivin the Shamas Rabbi Akiva, the Amayad of Tchilais, Ukla Masisim Edidei, so we should have stated our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. However, the Gemara responds that certainly when Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar taught us his membra, he clearly taught us that if someone's hands become Rishon L'Tumah, then they will affect Chulin, they will make Chulin into a Shein L'Tumah. And as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar clearly stated, that Yodayim are Tchilas L'Chulin. However, even though Rabbi Akiva certainly taught us that if one places their hands into a Bayis HaMenugah, that Midrabbanan on his hands would be considered Rishon L'Tumah. However, Dilma Kikam Rabbi Akiva Hani Mila B'Tshuma V'Kachim D'Chamiri, Avil Chulin Shnias Havyan, as potentially when Rabbi Akiva stated that his hands become Rishon L'Tumah, that is only relevant to Tshuma and Kachim. And if he would now go and touch Tshuma Kachim, then the Tshuma and Kachim would become a Shein L'Tumah. However, since we know that Chulin is more Kal, and generally Chulin can only become a Shein L'Tumah, while Tshuma and Kachim can become a Shlishi or a Vila L'Tumah, possibly even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if someone's hands go into a Bayis HaMenugah, then in relation to Chulin, his hands would only be considered Shniyais, they would not be able to be Matama Chulin. That's why we did not explain that a Mishnah can be going like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. However, the Gemara now continues and asks, V'lehevi nami Shniyais, that even if we would say that someone's hands are considered Shniyais B'negei Chulin, but even so, a Mishnah can still work out according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, as even though the question of our Gemara was that how could it be that someone's hands, which are Shniyais, could make Basa of Chulin into a Shlishi L'Tumah. However, Rabbi Akiva actually holds that even by Chulin, it is possible for something that is Sheni to transmit Tumah to another item, and that item will be a Shlishi L'Tumah. And as the Gemara states, the Shemin Leila Rabbi Akiva, Dama Sheni is a Shlishi B'Chulin. The Gemara continues that where do we find the Shita Rabbi Akiva? The Tan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech L'Saita, that Bay B'Yoyim Darsh Rabbi Akiva, and on that day, Rabbi Akiva Dashin, and as Rashi points out, that any time the Gemara mentions Bay B'Yoyim, this refers to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. And as we learned in Mesechus Brachos and Daf Chav Ches, our Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva Dashin, the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini, that states, V'chol Kli Cheres Ashi Yipol Mem Al Teichai, Kol Ashi B'Teichai Yipma V'Oisli Sishbaru. And as we've already discussed, that a Kli Cheres is only Mitame from the inside, and if a dead Cheres, which is an Avat Tumah, is hanging inside the Kli Cheres, so the Kli Cheres would become a Rishon L'Tumah, and any food that's inside the Kli Cheres would become a Shein L'Tumah. And Rabbi Akiva's Medayek, Tomei Le Nemar, El Yitma, and since the Pasuk should have stated, Kol Ashi B'Teichai Tomei, and instead the Pasuk stated, Kol Ashi B'Teichai Yitma, so therefore we read the Pasuk as if it states, Kol Ashi B'Teichai Yitamei, that any food that's in it will not only become Tomei, but will also be able to be Metamei other things, and as Agmar states, L'Tamei Acherim, and since the item that's in the Kli Cheres is already a Shein L'Tumah, so we see that L'Fir Rabbi Akiva, even by Chulin, a Shein L'Tumah can make something into a Shlishi L'Tumah. And as our Gemara states, Limud al Kika Sheni Shu Oisa Shlishi B'Chulin, as Rashi states, B'Kra Mashba Bein Chulin Bein Shuma, and this Pasuk is not specifically talking about Shuma, and therefore it's Mashma that's talking about Chulin as well. And if so, why can't we explain that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Akiva? The reason why, if Basa became Huchshul Kabal Tumah, that Ein Nechalim B'Yadayim Usavais, then one cannot eat the Basa with hands that are Shnias L'Tumah, because Rabbi Akiva holds that Chulin can become a Shlishi L'Tumah. And why did Rabbi Papa explain that a Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? However, the Gemara answers that although it's true that Lefi Rabbi Akiva Chulin can become a Shlishi, but Dil Mahani Mila B'Tumah D'Raisa, but maybe the only time that Rabbi Akiva said that halacha is only similar to the case of the Pasuk, where the food that was in the Kli Cheres was a Shein L'Tumah M'D'Raisa, and therefore it could now go and be Metami something else and make it a Shlishi L'Tumah. However, possibly in the case of our Mishnah, where someone's hands are only Tomei Midrabanan, so possibly Rabbi Akiva would hold that by Chulin, hands that are only Tomei as a Shnias Midrabanan would not be Metami Basa of Chulin to be a Shlishi, and that's why we'd rather say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar clearly stated that Yedayim Matchilas L'Chulin, and as the Gemara states, Al B'Drabanan Loi, and some Agurius Al B'Drabanan Loi Omar. And before we finish, let us point out that what our Mishnah stated, Hashaykh Behim Machayev Oiv Lo Yotzimem Dam Kshirim, some explain that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that one may have thought that since blood did not come out of the animal, that maybe the animal died right before Shechita, and the animal is actually an Avela, and Kamash Blon, that we're not Choshish for that, and the Shechita is still valid. And Ayin Taser Rabbi Akiva Ego in the Mishnayis, who states, V'arajba B'teris Abayis Davchav Kosav V'zel L'Shaynoi V'loi Bob Masisin El Hashminon, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Afag of L'Yotzmem Dam V'ein Yochel Chasis Domon, that even though there's a Chiv of Kisei Adam by an Oif and by a Chaya, and even though there was no Dam in this scenario, Afilu Hochim Mutor, the Kisu Einim Ma'akev, Zok Rabbi Kvega, that lefizet tzarech leimad the behemah the knock at agav gora. And Rabbi Kvega continues, v'inami mishum diyuka the dafka b'chulin, the mishnah is being mechadish to us that this din of a mishnah only applies by chulin, and that's why the mishnah discussed the din of a chaya in order that we should know that our mishnah is specifically talking about chulin, as it's impossible to have a chaya by kachim. And the chiddush is that it's only by chulin that's possible that basar did not become hukshel kabel tuma. However, since by kachim chibes kodesh machshirasan, therefore the basar will always be hukshel kabel tuma. Therefore, in all cases by kachim, ein necholim b'yadayim usuavais. And then Rabbi Kiva states, v'inami lashminon the afgav lo yotzimem da mutter the da mevarim shle pirish mutter ayin sham ayin tezir rush, who points out the same idea as Rabbi Kvega brought down from the Rashba. And tezir rush states nearly the bishvul chayva if nokat as the loy tima shiya ochel v'shafach v'chisor ba'afar, that since the pasuk b'negeya kisa adam mentions achila, so one would think that the only way one is allowed to eat a chayo or an oiv is only if they perform kisa adam, and since in our case there was no dam, so maybe one would not be able to eat the basar. And kamash b'lo and loy ma'akev and ayin rabbeinu chananel l'msechtes p'sachem and daf chafam and aleph, when our gemara states chibes hakodesh machshirasan klima tayves adam l'kodesh mashva davish shemakdish afal pishloy hukshav b'mayim keilu hukshar. Ayin the second taste is from the bottom of daf lamed gemara and aleph and dibur maschel v'nachon b'yadayim misavais, that taste is bothered that how is it possible that meat will not be hukshel kabel tuma if certainly one has to wash off the blood from meat, and certainly it will be hukshel kabel tuma. And Taisa brings two terutzim, as number one, l'sli I read loy boy hadacha, number two, inami l'kadeira, even in a case where one intends to cook the basar in water, however it's possible that they remove the blood, washing it with mei peiros, that are not one of the zayin mashkin, therefore would not be machshir the basar l'kabel tuma. Finally, on Lamed Gimel Beis, when we mentioned Rav Shimon Eliezer Oim Mishum Rameir yadayim t'chilas l'chulin, so we stated that some are not gurus Rameir, and Ayin Rajbu points out loy gasina Mishum Rameir, the Gassi Besvarim, the Ira Meir, as if it would be that Reb Shimon Lazar was actually stating this in the name Rameir, so Kivin the Reb Stami Rameir Nenu, Le Havel Lameim of Reb Shimon Lazar, El Rameir, he, number one, Reb Papa shouldn't have stated that this is going according to Reb Shimon Lazar, and he should have stated this is going according to Shita Rameir, and number two, if this member was from Reb Shimon Lazar in the name of Rameir, so the Gemara would not have asked the question of Balukma Karab Akiva, as certainly the Gemara is going according to the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, and is going like the Shita Rameir, and Stam Mishnayis are generally like the Shita Rameir, and therefore this question would not have been shver, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.